From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting more aftershocks from Britain's decision to leave the European Union. Founding member states of the European Union are pressing for Britain to leave quickly. This week, we'll see much shuttle diplomacy as officials work to contain the Brexit fallout. On Tuesday, Prime Minister David Cameron travels to Brussels, where the EU's other 27 member states will, for the first time, meet without Britain. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry, already in Europe, added previously unannounced stops in London and Brussels to his trip at the last minute. Kerry plans to meet with British Foreign Secretary Philip Hammond and other officials as part of a process of maintaining ties with Britain when it is less engaged with Europe. A senior Iraqi official says his government's forces have taken the city of Fallujah from Islamic State fighters following a month-long military offensive. Lieutenant General Abdul Wahab al-Sa'adi says Iraqi forces have taken control of the Julan neighborhood, the last area in the city still held by IS. Destruction in the city is said to be extensive. Tens of thousands of people need aid. Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi on Friday had already declared victory. His forces are now expected to focus on Mosul. Officials in eastern Afghanistan say security forces have killed more than 135 Islamic State militants, including top commanders. They say many more have been wounded in days of ground and air raids near the Pakistani border. Syria's main opposition alliance is expressing concern over Iran's campaign of recruiting and training thousands of Afghans to fight in Syria. Officials in Afghanistan confirmed Sunday they've received a letter expressing the concern. A government official says the letter urges President Ghani to take urgent steps to stop the exploitation of Afghans. This is VOA News.